folks. Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. I'll be playing the role of Eric Metaxas today. I've studied my lines, and I think I can do it. Albin.
Yes, sir.
Anything going on in the country that we should talk about?
No, slow news week again. Slow.
You know what I think we'll do? The guy behind you, if people are watching this on video, he looks just like Mike Lindell. The guy behind me is Mike Lindell. They both can't be Mike Lindell of MyPillow.com. By the way, use the code Eric and save big. But it's funny because I see Mike Lindell behind you and I see him behind me.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking that maybe one of them is the real Mike Lindell. Maybe neither of them is. Maybe we could get Mike Lindell, the actual person, as our guest today. And you know what? I'm calling an audible. We're going to have Mike Lindell on when we come back from the break. Mike Lindell, I want to tell people before he comes on this program, because we'll have him for the rest of this hour. He's an American hero. What he has done with his own money and his time and energy to look into this election is unbelievable. And it's not that he has uncovered it. It's come to his attention. I think he mentions Alan Jones and Mary Fanning with the American Report. They got smoking gun evidence. I mean, we've had smoking gun evidence before, frankly, but this is a new level of smoking gun. And it talks about Chinese and other foreign countries involved in this election. It's the most monstrous stuff there is. Now, many of us have been suspecting this for several months right now, but to note, to have the details of how many votes Trump got, I've always said I want to get this information out. The scandal is that the mainstream media, all of the media, we're living in a culture right now where cultural Marxism holds sway, and the truth, people don't want the truth, people don't want to discuss anything. They're threatening us that if we so much as talk about, I mean, imagine, this is a free country, folks. This is a free country. The people are threatening that if we so much as talk about the idea that this election was not on the up and up, which I'm now completely convinced it was not, that we are somehow participating in fomenting violence. I just want to say that is the most despicable tactic anyone could use to shut down opposition. It is just wrong. It is fundamentally un-American, goes against everything we've ever believed in. But, you know, if you've had plenty of liberty and you've lived in these good times that we've had over the decades, you're not really sensitive to this. I'm sensitive to it because my parents experienced communism and the wickedness of it. So we had recently this thing at the Capitol. Now, more and more, it looks like a good chunk of it was scripted. We saw video yesterday of the Jughead wearing the horns and the fur hat running around the Capitol. He's supposed to be some QAnon guy. They're all idiots. But the fact is, there was no insurrection. There was no violence. There was no pro-Trump forces with guns. None of it. And so I'm thinking, can we look into this? No, people prefer to jump to conclusions and use this to silence their critics. That is what tells me something's wrong. That is what tells me everything's wrong. Because if you care about freedom, you care about America, you care about the truth, you don't behave this way. You don't shut down your critics. What happened at the Capitol, everybody says, oh, it's so terrible, it's so terrible. Well, guess what? We have laws against terrible. If somebody tries to commit murder, if somebody commits murder, we prosecute them, we put them in jail, we execute them in some cases. We have laws in America. So I'm not sure really what is being debated. Is there anybody in America who says, well, we're not, we don't want to prosecute anybody who murdered somebody in the Capitol. We don't want to do that. Of course we do, but we need to go through the process, the legal process. People are saying, no, everybody shut up. We're going to use this as a cudgel to beat down the voices of opposition. I was taken off Twitter. I have been suppressed on Facebook, but I'm nobody. We're talking about the President of the United States, and other people have been taken off the social media because the people taking them off are saying, if we let them speak, there will be violence. There will be genuine insurrection. We don't want that to happen. In other words, they're pretending to be the guardians of democracy when they are the murderers of democracy. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
Okay, now I just want to be clear, proper attribution. A friend of John Zmirak's wrote an article that is, I guess, going to be posted at thestream.org today.
Hopefully.
Which is where we have gotten this information from. I had never thought of it yet. I don't know who the friend of John Zmirak is. Maybe it's Bobby Lopez or Jason Jones. But the point is that I guess that is something I never thought of.
Yeah, and I think I've seen the article because it has some common sense stuff too about, like, it's obvious the election was stolen and here are the reasons in a common sense sort of way. Everyone can agree with these certain basic truths.
So. Well, let's say this before we go to Mike Lindell today. This is a genuinely bizarre, unprecedented moment in American history. And this is where you have to go back to the basics. You have to review your basic math, basic geometry. You know, you want to say, let's look at this coldly and logically. The circumstantial evidence, to my mind, would trigger an investigation into exactly what happened. If somebody says they have evidence that China or any of these other countries did something, 1,000 times more evidence than anyone had of Russian collusion 4 years ago, that it would trigger an investigation, just as a phony investigation was triggered over the phony Russia collusion. Excuse me. This is as serious circumstantial evidence that it would prompt any logical person to say, listen, we must stop everything and get to the bottom of this. We have an obligation. We have enough evidence to say that we need an investigation into whether there is evidence of this. So the voice is saying, no, shut up. I mean, we will post this today on YouTube. The people behind YouTube, Facebook, whatever, will probably take this off. They might shut us down for good because they have sided with the forces of suppression. They actually, I mean, look, they're so ignorant, let's be honest, that they don't know what they're doing. They do not understand, I don't think, what they are doing. They are really ignorantly, foolishly thinking they're doing good. I will give them that, but they're not. You have to allow, in freedom, you have to allow dissent, you have to allow voices. So they're trying to crush us. They're going after our sponsor, Mike Lindell, because they're convinced that he's working, you know, for the dark side. That to me is the horror here. I was saying that I have lost, you know, income from speaking engagements canceled, whatever, because I have dared to speak my mind. That's the America in which we're living now. What's it going to look like if Joe Biden and Kamala Harris take over? I don't get the impression that they are really, really serious about civil rights, human rights, free speech. I just don't get that impression. Well, before we go to the break, when we come back, we're talking to Mike Lindell. I just want to say that, you know, if I could sum up everything in three words, Jesus is Lord. Now, you can disagree with that, but we're in America, so I get to say that. I look to God no matter what happens politically. That is a fact. It is about eternity, and it is about him. Folks, before I forget, go to salemnow.com and check out No Safe Spaces. Nothing more important right now. No Safe Spaces at salemnow.com.
Live on likes is money. It makes a lot to say. Spends his days counting in a garage by the motorway.
Here's the issue. Mike Lindell with My Pillow. You may notice that I have a bobblehead of him near me. He's here to remind all of us that when you go to MyPillow.com, you get whopping discounts if you use the code Eric. Okay, go to MyPillow.com. Use the code Eric. You're going to get whopping savings and really high quality products. Did I mention that? Hey there, folks. Welcome back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Listen, we got a few things to talk about. It's a slow news week. We'll find something to talk about. I thought I would bring on somebody that's become a friend of mine. He's a man of faith, a man of commerce, a friend of the President of the United States, and his name is Mike Lindell. Mike, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's a slow week in the news, all right.
Yeah, there's nothing going on. A fake election. And of course, I say that in jest. I would never joke about something as serious about stealing a presidential election, because, you know, that would be treason. You don't joke about a thing like treason. Mike, listen, we've got a lot to talk about here. I don't know where to start. Let's start with the fact that you've known the president for quite some time. You've been a supporter of his. And just the other day, you went to the White House to share some information with him that a lawyer had asked you to pass on about what he should do at this point. My question is, do you have genuine evidence of election fraud, the idea that foreign agents, foreign countries tampered with our election, which is to say, tried to subvert the voice of the American people. Nothing more serious than that, frankly, that anyone could talk about. You, it seems to me, have genuine evidence.
Right. That's what I was bringing to the president. And then the lawyer had to say, hey, if you're going there, take my sheets with too. But what I had was about a week ago, about 10 days ago now, it came out on the internet. As you know, since November 4th, Eric, every day, that's all I do, my own due diligence. I dove into counties and everything and said, how could this happen? How could this happen? You know, this is a deviation. How could this happen? Well, about 10 days ago, there was a thing came out on the on Twitter, and it caught my eye right away. I'm going, wow. There was these charts that showed that these guys had inside the machines, and it showed where the fraud came from, the IP address of the computer, which country did it, the longitude and latitude of the country or of the computer, and then how many votes were flipped, and
who was putting this? Who was putting this out, and why would they put it out on Twitter? Who was this?
Well, this, they had it on their own website too. It got tweeted out. It's the American Report. These guys, it's Mary Fanning and Alex Jones. They're Alan Jones. And they...
Mary Fanning and Alan Jones.
Right. And they've been investigating these things for years. That's what they do. They're investigative reporters, I think. Well, anyway, they... What all reporters should be, right?
Yeah, that's asking a little much today, but go ahead. Yeah.
I looked at these, I go, wow, this is the smoking gun. Finally, all these deviations, you can see that there was foreign interference. I already had evidence, mathematical evidence from another group that 100% proves that there was machine fraud, electronic fraud going to the internet. So I already had that, but you needed the who did it, the how it happened and that. So anyway, I've tweeted it out on my own Twitter and taken down right away. Everybody was taken down that put this out there. And I'm going, wow, they took the president's Twitter's down and his social media's down. He needs to know about this. But I dug into it with them. I talked to Mary. I dug into it and actually talked to the guy that's got all the data. Okay. I actually talked to him. So I've seen, you know, other things, other data besides just this one sample that he has, right? And I'm going, this is incredible. It actually shows that Donald Trump won 79,800,000 to 68 million. But I want to tell you the significance of that. The 68 million includes all the other voter fraud, which is the dead people voting, the minors voting, the illegals voting, all the organic cheating that went on, which could be upwards of another 2 million.
Now, the organic cheating, as you refer it to, sounds so good because it's organic. My wife and I try to go organic when we can. But organic cheating is effectively what Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis and that team were going after. I know that Sidney Powell in the beginning was looking at the machine evidence, Dominion, and so on and so forth. So we have two kinds of problems. Of course, the one that pulls the trigger is foreign interference. So you're saying that we have proof that foreign countries, I mean, this is, can we believe we're saying this? Foreign countries were involved, not just that they were trying to use social media, but they were actually involved somehow in the election itself. So what countries were involved in this, well, according to what you have?
According to what I have, China, whether it's Iran, Iraq, let's see here.
Iraq Russia. Also. Did you say Iraq?
Yeah, Iraq. But these are IP addresses and longitude and latitude. But I want to say this, you know, there was nine different kinds of cheating that went on, nine different kinds. And when you talk about, I want to get it clear to people that this is different. This is why this is so different and so important to everybody. I don't care what side of politics you're on. The other, you know, your kind where you had voter fraud, where you had people, ballot fraud, you know, different ballots that were shipped over in Georgia from China, which I had another group I helped finance that dug into that. And then you had the dead people vote and all these different, you know, people voting. But here's the miracle of the election. The miracle that we have that we're sitting in is on 11/15 on election night, the algorithms broke in those machines where Donald Trump was going to win in spite of all the algorithms they put on the machines. Now, the significance of that is if we wouldn't have known that, we would have went to bed and all the election would have been done at 3 a.m. and we'd have said, oh, Biden won, but it was close. Well, that's not what happened. We all know that. They had to shut down and recalibrate those machines. Those I know specifics. I have spent now 7 days with this other group looking at the mathematics of what they did. And they turn this wheel. It turns the wheel so it ups the ante, so to speak. So you get counties like Fulton County, Georgia. They had to really go in there and grab votes. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And all these machines were online. They're not supposed to be. They're online. So they go, that's where these countries interfere. Eric, China and other countries chose our president and many down ticket people too, including the two runoff Senate races in Georgia. A foreign country and foreign countries stole our election. And you know what? Every American, every person, this is a matter of national security. We can't have elections like this. I mean, this truth will be revealed. And, you know, God's got his hand in all of this. But, you know, this is the miracle of the unveiling of all the fraud that can happen with electronic machines.
Well, the question, Mike, of course, is does the president know the scope of this? See, I would guess that he has to, because he's always five steps ahead of everybody, right. And that he wouldn't even let on to you or to anybody that he knows it. But it would be my guess that he does know this. Now, if an American president knows that not just foreign actors, but our number one enemies in the world, China and Iran, that they would have done something like this to swing an election, he would have a constitutional obligation to do something about it. In which case, I would guess that he is meaning to do something about it, but not telling anyone. I just can't imagine where we are right now. It seems to me the strangest place anybody could be in, to have a president who looks like he's going to sail right out of office peacefully, and we're going to have Joe Biden inaugurated, when for one thing, multiplied millions of Americans know. You know what? We're gonna go to break in a second, but I just want to say, if millions and millions of Americans are convinced that this wasn't their voice speaking in the election, That's problem number one. Number two, you have this kind of evidence. I've been hearing about this since the election, effectively. In other words, Sidney Powell said that the president won by an absolute landslide. Where was he getting that information from? I've just got 10 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, the same sources that they said was out there, the same sources, but they didn't have all the actual inside the machines at that time. Mathematics showed that there was something terrible that went on with these machines.
Okay. We're gonna be right back, folks. I'm talking to Mike Lindell. In case you're watching us on video, the Mike Lindell behind me is two-dimensional. The Mike Lindell to whom I'm speaking is 10-dimensional, and we'll be right back.
Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long.
Folks, welcome back. Folks, if you're listening to this program and you remember nothing else, remember this. When you go to MyPillow.com, use the code ERIC, E-R-I-C. That's the most important. If you take nothing else away, if the country goes to heck, please use the code ERIC. Okay, Mike Lindell, you're the main sponsor of this program. You've become a friend. You are not getting anything out of this. You are just a patriot who is horrified that the voice of the American people, that is called America, would be subverted in any way, much less by our own chief enemies, China and Iran. Just continue what you were saying, because you said that the actual numbers were 79,800. So it's
79 million.
So 80 million people voted for the president. 68 million voted for Joe Biden. And we believe that probably something like 2 million of that is kind of on the ground, local fraudulence and corruption and malfeasance, right. Dead people.
Right.
So.
Well, here, Eric, I want to say this. So, you know, the lawyers that were working on this and, you know, we all heard about the machines early on and then everybody, you know, looking for the evidence for the machines. But you got to realize there was so much other cheating that was like low-hanging fruit. If you can go into a state like Georgia, like the president got on the phone with the Georgia Secretary of State, which, by the way, I mean, that guy, that's a whole nother topic, but what horrible thing that he's done to the United States, what he did in Georgia. The president asked him, said, hey, you have this many dead people, let's throw out a number, 6,000 that voted. You have minors that voted that were maybe 6,000. You had people that don't live in Georgia that were maybe 6,000. So he said, just give us two of them and we win Georgia, because it was 11,730 votes. And the Secretary of State said, those numbers aren't wrong. And then one of the president's guys said, well, we got them from you, sir. And he said, well, they're still wrong. I mean, what went on in our country is despicable, with all these states with, you know, you go to Arizona, you take the dead people that voted, and these aren't just people say, oh, that's not true. Yes, the dead people. We actually have pictures of the gravestones, the birth certificates, and the death certificates. They were groups working in every state. So in Arizona, if you take the dead people and you take the non-res or the illegal, you in Arizona. Go to Nevada. There was so much cheating going on in Nevada. You probably 60,000-70,000 votes.
I just have to say, you have to ask yourself, what kind of seared consciences are we dealing with? Human beings that would subvert the voice of the American people. That's treason. Let's be honest. There's nothing. Yeah. It's nothing but treason. It's monstrous. And I think we've gotten cynical. People don't believe in truth anymore. They don't believe in virtue, and they just go, everybody does it. And once you get to that point, America is effectively dead. So let's put that to the side for a second. Let's talk about people who we expect not to believe in American values, like the Chinese communists and like the Iranians. The idea that they got involved in this is, as I say, that triggers, emergency war powers. perhaps I'm
don't take it lightly. That is true. What happened when 10 days ago, when they finally just put out a piece of the evidence they had, you know, the American Report, they put this out. That was like, everyone's going, what? It was not a little bit. It was millions of votes were by the Chinese and other countries. They voted for our, you know, I looked at, the guy showed me on a wheel, this wheel thing, this demonstration, actually two nights ago. This other group showed me how they did it now. He says, so I said, so you're telling me, take Fulton County, Georgia, and it didn't matter what paper was going into the machines. It's just, okay, you're going to get 17% for Donald Trump. You're going to get 73% or 83% for Biden. And they can do this on a wheel. And I've seen it. I've seen the mathematics.
My question is, I can understand one foreign actor being involved. Why would there be, I think, six, right? There's six.
Oh, there's even
why
more than
that. Why is Germany involved? I don't get that.
Yeah, Germany, Italy. And here's another thing, too. It came out about the same time. The Italy, remember we had a guy, there was an affidavit that went around the social media too. The only way we were getting true news. And over in Italy, this guy admits he did it. He was one of the guys that did it. And he's got a sworn affidavit. Eric, this is true. This, you know, this is true. So now you have this, you know, all these foreign actors, you know, it's that took and stole our election, but you got another guy that admits it. And he was in court in Italy. You know, I did my due diligence and checked into all this. These are the things. We have a blessing here that the best evidence of foreign interference happens to be the 100%, you know, that this really happened. The most truthful evidence that you can, it's right there now. Here it is. You know, that's why it was so important for me to get it to the president.
And the thing is, it's just so extraordinary to me that it would take you, a private citizen, a businessman, an entrepreneur, that you have to go to the White House to put something in front of him days before the inauguration of someone it seems the American people did not choose. Well, we're going to be right back, folks. I want to remind you that Mike Lindell and MyPillow are our major sponsor. If you go there, use the code ERIC. We're talking about some really dark stuff, but I'm glad we're at least talking about it. We'll be right back.
I'll say goodbye to all my sorrows.
Hey folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Mike Lindell, CEO, founder of MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Mike, I want to say this before I let you respond. What bothers me, what looks like very, very powerful circumstantial evidence that would trigger an investigation, is that since November 3rd, the way the Democrats and Joe Biden in particular have acted has not led me to believe that they have nothing to hide. In other words, they have done their very best to silence and crush their political opponents. I was knocked off Twitter twice for daring to suggest my own opinion on this kind of a thing. This isn't a free country, but people have come after both of us in all kinds of ways we don't have time to get into, but they've gone after you big time. That tells me everything I need to know. When people go at the cancel culture, which is cultural Marxism, that's when I know we're not dealing with nice Democrats who actually won. We're dealing with something much darker than that. So right. I want you to tell my audience, because when you told me this yesterday, I just got so angry listening to this, that they have come after you to try to shut you down because you're trying to get actual evidence of foreign interference in our election, something that every American should want to drop everything and right. find out what happened. They're saying, shut up. We don't want to hear it. What are they doing to you?
Well, you know, since November 4th, I have been all in, you know, looking for, I put millions of dollars of my own money in just into checking out every little rabbit hole. Well, I wasn't bothered so much then. There were a few things in the news that would, they'd, you know, slam me for, but this is different. This is, as soon as we found this foreign interference, like you say, it has went up a thousandfold. They are attacking my vendors that I do business with. Four box stores have dropped me and two are going to drop me this morning. They go after them. They're not real people. They're bots and Twitters and electronic people. Go after there. If you sell my pillow, we're going to do this to your store. We're leaving, you know, and they're going into the stores. Some of them are even physically going in, writing racists on my pillow boxes. Social media, Twitter's got me taken down, but they still control it. So they're actually putting things, posts up that aren't me. They got another Mike Lindell on another social media platform up there. They're saying stuff that's not me. You got Facebook, old Zuckerberg, he's worse than all of them. He's got me on there, you know, anything I'll put up, like I put this evidence up, man, that's taken down. And it's suppressing my, not just me, but my friends too. But I'm right now, it's like Mike Lindell, let's take him down. And they're putting out false things out there from the White House visit. You know, my thing with the White House visit was to show the president there was foreign interference. And a lawyer said, here's his options. You know, he might, this is just a lawyer's opinion, put some bullet points down and said, here's your options, because we're in kind of an anomaly in history. And we feel like the president might not have been getting all the information because, you know, he's shut down too. They've got him so like in a box, you know, it's just.
I just want to say, Mike, as you know, I've been a strong advocate of this president. I've changed my opinion on adultery. Just kidding. But I've been an advocate of his policies and of his presidency. But if he had this information, if he had this information that foreign actors were trying to do this, in particular China, we all know that this would be the end of America, period. This is not just the loss of an election.
Right.
We see that the Marxist policies of the left are, as I say, the circumstantial evidence that they are, that there's corruption, that they're saying shut up, they're trying to shut us down. They've used the Capitol violence like a Reichstag fire just to say no one can talk, violence is threatened, if you even bring up this subject you are part of insurrection, all kinds of nonsense. And so if the president knows this, the president whom I have supported very strongly, he would be obliged to do something about this, because in effect, if he doesn't do something about this, he would go down in history as the man who let America go down the drain. I mean, it seems to me, based on what you've told me and what I have been learning, that this president has an obligation to history not to allow this to happen.
Well, and you know, and I told him too, the one thing that I told him, you know, I said, we're all getting attacked. Churches that backed him, people, anybody that indirectly backed him, people, they're getting attacked now. Think what would happen if Biden gets in inaugurated. And I mean, I don't even know, people are scared out there. They're very afraid. They're going to erase us. I mean, it's this is a communist attack on our country. At first, you know, early on, you heard that, heard rumors about that, and I'm going, oh, come on, there's no way they interfered. They got in our, you know, maybe a little bit or something, some countries that on social media, we all know that Twitter and Facebook are involved in this, that, you know, they can manipulate anything they want. That was my mind of foreign interference, you know. Well, then you find out you with this 100% evidence that we have, that this came from China and other countries. Now we all know it's an attack. And yes, a president would have to protect us. That's his number one thing, to protect us from an attack on our country. And everybody, I want to say this here, every single person, I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican, you know, this isn't about politics now, this is about them just choosing our lives for us. This is everybody. I have Democrat friends are going, Mike, is this true? And I'm going, I go, yeah, it's true. And this, and they're afraid too, because they didn't vote for that.
You know what it is, Mike? I'm going to write a piece about this. Americans are naive when it comes to evil, when it comes to communist, atheistic, worldview. We've had it so good in this country. The only reason I know about this is because my parents lived through this. My parents saw the satanic evil of Marxism and communists when they were growing up. My mother was in East Germany. She risked her life and everything to leave East Germany at age 17 because she saw the wickedness of Marxism and communism. My father saw it during the Greek Civil War. And I say all this because people need to understand what we're up against. We're not talking about Joe Biden. We're talking at Chinese communists infiltrating this government and effectively changing everything. If the president does not act, he would himself, it seems to me, be guilty, dramatically guilty, if he doesn't act, if any of what you're saying is true. We'll be right back. Hey there, folks. Just a few minutes left with Mike Lindell. We're going to play this hour in both hours today because we think it's important. Mike, a friend of John Zmirak's wrote an article where he basically says that a governor, without asking anybody, can pick up the phone and give a stay of execution to somebody being executed. He can shut that down. He has the power. One person has the power. This president, it seems to me, has the power to act and to issue a stay of execution for the Republic, known as the United States of America. If this information that you have is true, and as I say, unfortunately, I'm totally convinced that it is true, then this president has an historic obligation to do something about this. He must do something about this. I don't know what he's going to do, but if he's worried about riots, I mean, what a joke. What are riots compared to the end of the United States of America? We had draft riots in the city where I'm broadcasting, you know, because people differed with Lincoln. Riots can happen. Sometimes they're inevitable, you know, unless you sell your soul and say, well, we want peace at all costs, just as Chamberlain did. Final words, Mike.
Well, I want everybody to know that this is the evidence. None of the evidence has been looked at by, you know, all the mistakes that were made where judges didn't look at it, where legislators made the wrong decisions, didn't even bother and look at it. We found out who our corrupt politicians were. I want to say this just because this just came out. There's no statute of limitations. Well, we went past January 6th. We went past the 14th of December. There's no statute of limitations on something. If you have a murder committed, there's no statute of limitation. This is a crime against humanity. We now know that it's China and other countries did this to us. Every American should want this looked at. You have to look at it. That's what we want. I know 100%. I've seen it now. Why do you think I can go all in? You put all in. Do you think I enjoy being attacked by every single media outlet known to man? But you know what? I want to say this. Do you know the overseas media? They're all for our president and for our country, because they know if we lose our country, they're losing their hope too. I've seen articles. They give me hope over there. They're going, you know, look at the evidence, look at the evidence, you know. And this is all I can say is that God's got his hand in all of this. And I do believe when this is all, whatever happens here, whatever decision the president makes, whatever direction we go here, I do believe God, you know, has his hand in this, and we are in the biggest revival in history. Things have to have, nobody looks for Jesus in times of where there's not, everything's going great. They look for it in times of hope because he is our hope.
Wow. I got to tell you, you know, what you just said, it reminds me of something like Pearl Harbor. You know, when a foreign power that does not share our values on any level, that is a racist foreign power, completely different worldview, as the Japanese were, a very racist worldview, just like the Nazis. You have that in China. Their views are completely different. They're persecuting the Uyghur Muslims monstrously. The whole world should be up in arms over this. When people like, you know, the head of Google, the head of Twitter, when they turn a blind eye to this kind of human rights abuses, it's unbelievable. But the point is, when it comes to our shores, as it has now done, everything changes. If we are attacked, however we're attacked, such that we are existentially threatened and effectively wiped out by a foreign power, once again, the president of the United States has an obligation not to think about what he's going to do in 2024. God forbid that's what he's thinking about. He should think about what he can do as president of the United States right now, because history is going to judge him and no one else. We're out of time. Mike Lindell, God bless you. Folks, go to mypillow.com. It's an amazing product. And Mike, you're an amazing founder of that company. We're grateful for you. Thank you so much.
God bless.